Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the success that obedience brings. Now, I know this is not an attractive word. It's not a flattery word. It's not a word that is inspirational. It's not a word that makes people excited, because it almost seems like obedience comes with discipline, and it comes with work, and it comes with so much that we don't always want to embrace it. And it is so important for us to understand this particular word and understand this particular concept in life, because if obedience is applied, we are promoted, we are matured, and we reach other levels, or new levels, let me say. That is why it is so important for us to understand the power of obedience. Obedience is not something that is set out to punish us. It is set out to grow us. It is set us out to make us better. But as we all know, from the age when you are a child and when you are young, from a young age, when it comes to obedience and you hear these words, you are not obedient and this is going to happen to you and that's going to happen to you. And often these are words that parents use. So there seems to be a negative connotation to the word obedience or the act of obedience. I am not going to say to you that obedience is not painful. The only reason why obedience is painful is because obedience goes against our flesh. It goes against our will, and it goes against the things that we do not want to do. Obedience is something that pushes or pulls you out of the place of comfort. It pulls you out of your selfish ways, and it makes you what God needs you to be so that you can help others out there. If we look at Jesus, the Son of God, he sent to the earth, and he sent to the earth to become the ultimate sacrifice so that human beings, so that humanity can be restored back to God. And here's the thing that happens. It's not like Jesus doesn't struggle with this obedience. It's not like he doesn't get to a place where he says, Father, let this cup pass me by, because he does. But at the end of the day, what he had on the inside of him propelled him and motivated him to get to the place where it was so much more. What he needed to do was so much more. The conviction was so much more than his fleshly desires that said that this is not going to work. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we make things about us. And as soon as something is about me, as soon as something is about you, you are never going to reach the level of complete obedience. If we don't understand what it is to give of ourselves, we will never be able to follow God completely, or even the destiny that he has placed upon us. What am I saying this day, and why am I saying this? I'm saying this because there are so many people out there that are stagnant. So many people out there that are not moving forward. There are so many people out there that are not reaching their destiny. So many people that is not moving to the place of promise and the place of victory. Why? Because you have decided to look after yourself rather than look after the destiny that God has placed upon you. And I'm going to say this to you today, that you and your destiny are two different things. Why are they two different things? Because destiny is not what you look like right now. Destiny is the future you, the worked on you, the processed you, the person that decides willingly to give themselves up so that they can become a better version of themselves. So destiny is not who you are today. Destiny is who you are busy becoming. But in the process of becoming, there's going to be a lot of things that we need to let go of. And obedience requires certain acts that we will not always agree with. It requires certain things that we're not always going to feel comfortable with. Imagine the Son of God, Jesus Christ, knowing that he needs to go to the cross, knowing what he's going to suffer, almost living through the pain and all the agony even before it happens. And yet he says, "Let thy will be done." I know that it sounds easy, and sometimes we make it sound like a beautiful poem or a recitation or just a beautiful story that is being told of sacrifice. But this is not that. It is reality. It is something that happened. And in those moments, the Bible speaks about the fact that Jesus was sweating blood. He was in agony. He was in pain. He was anxious for what he was going through. So obedience is not necessarily something that is easy. Obedience is not something that doesn't cost you and doesn't cause you to feel anxious about things. Obedience is a fight. You need to fight to get yourself and get your flesh and get your body, your spirit, your mind, your soul, everything about you. You need to get yourself into a place of obedience. And that is why it is a fight. Because the flesh will only want to serve itself. That is why I say to you, you and your destiny are two different people. Because who you are now, maybe you have made sacrifices, maybe you have been obedient to certain things, but there's constant obedience when it comes to our destiny. And obedience does bring us to a place of success. We know we may not always understand it. We may not always comprehend it. God says to Abraham, leave your father's house, leave your home, leave your country. It is not an easy thing to leave. And yet I look at these men and women in the Bible, and it's almost like we have diluted the experiences that they've gone through. We have not understood the magnitude of the change that came into their lives because they had to obey. And at that point, it was painful. Think about just leaving your family right now. Think about just willingly going to a cross. It is painful. Think about Hannah having to give up her son. Having to give up her son after she's been someone that has been barren for how many years. It is not an easy thing. But when you look at the long-term results and the process, yes, Jesus had to obey. Yes, it was painful. But what did it bring? It brought reconciliation with man and God. What did Abraham's obedience bring? It brought him to a place where he became the father of many nations, the father of generations, the father of success and so many things out there. That is what it brought him. What did it bring Hannah? She gave up her son. But yet, the Bible speaks about the sons and the daughters that she had afterwards. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Obedience does bring success. It's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of perseverance. It's a matter of understanding where you find yourself. Not many people see it that way. And that is why obedience has become an enemy. But if nobody obeys and nobody understands the power of obedience and the success that it brings, then we will all become mediocre people. And that is the truth. So I leave you with this challenge today. Do you want to be more or do you want to be who you are today? Do you want to be more, or do you want to be who you are today? And it's perfectly fine if you want to be who you are today. But for those who say that I'm craving for more, there's certain things that God is going to require from you that you're going to have to do, and you cannot shy away from it. So I leave you with this challenge today. Do you want to be you, or do you want to be more? Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to each and every ear hearing the sound of my voice. I take them captive in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of counsel is upon us, that we would hear, understand, and run with wisdom. I speak life and life more abundantly, that our decision making will be clear, and we will not run away from the things that we need to obey, Father, even if it seems to hurt us at that present moment. We decide to trust you, completely trust you, and we speak this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.